right, welcome back into Mining Stock Daily, everybody. We've got a corporate update now with Minera Alamos, and I guess you could call it also a corporate introduction to Minera Copper. Happy to welcome in Minera Alamos President Mr. Doug Ramshaw. It was an eventful news release that was published on Friday. The company is taking on a copper project in Mexico called the Suaki Verde Project. Doug, you are no stranger to this project. You've known about it for quite some time. Maybe before we kind of get to what the benefits are to current Minera Alamos shareholder, give me a sense of your history with Suaki Verde.
Sure. Yeah, it's a bit of a trip down memory lane for me. I moved to Canada in 1997 to work for a company called Asco Mining. Asco had a joint venture company in Mexico with Phelps Dodge, Cobre del Mayo, that had two assets in that joint venture, Piedras Verdes, which was bigger. It's now actually been developed into a mine. It was a few hundred million tons of 0.37 oxide gold, built into an SXEW mine that's running now, and Suaki Verde. And Suaki was certainly not the ugly stepchild to Piedras Verde. It just wasn't as big initially, didn't get the focus. I remember the quarterly meetings we'd have with Phelps Dodge, and it was always about Piedras Verde. They did some work at Suaki, but it has all the hallmarks of being kind of modeled the same way as Piedras Verde in due course. And I love SXEW copper. It's the copper leaching equivalent, but just using sulfuric acid, than what we do on the gold side with heap leaches and cyanide. And it's kind of funny because I've seen a lot of these charts over the last year while we've been working on this deal. I've seen a lot of charts of like copper discoveries have to get deeper and deeper. I'm sure you've seen them too. And at the same time, if you overlay SXEW copper production has been dropping off as well. Well, obviously, all the easy low-hanging fruit, those green rocks on the ground surface, have been found, or at least largely developed. So you've seen a waning of SXEW copper production. But in fact, it's the low capital intensity approach to copper mine development that heap leach is on the gold side. So it fits very nicely in with Minera, albeit at the subsidiary level. So it won't distract at all, you know, financially or anything from Minera, the gold parent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's some historical work done on this project. In fact, it looks like there's a little bit of a resource on it as well. Kind of walk us through and what you know about Suaki Verde and what investors need to be watching.
Yeah, I mean, a number of companies have done work on it directly. Cambior back in the day, Phelps Dodge and ASCO and others. And there have been some internal reports done by groups, including Grupo Mexico, that we reference in the press release. They're all historic in nature, and one of our goals will be to bring these resources into a current status. But it's extensive. It's over 100 drill holes into it. A broad, you know, probably 50, 60 million tons of, you know, close to 0.3% leachable copper, really at surface. You can see in the press release one of those internal resources, I think. You know, it lists the amount of tons of waste. I mean, the strip ratio on these is going to be very minimal. Suaki has a very deep oxidation zone to it as well. So we think that there's a lot of potential to grow the oxide component of it. And there's also a broader halo of hypothesized, you know, several hundred million tons of slightly lower grade material that hasn't really been properly evaluated. So it's an advanced project. We had Los Verdes in this Cobre 4H sub, and we love Los Verdes. It had has had economic studies on it. You know, it's modest, but it's something that we could develop in due course, albeit cutting the capex back from those numbers in 2012, as Darren has a habit of being able to look at ways to trim capex. To kind of build a new copper vehicle, and we'll incubate it at the sub level and then look to see how we we surface that value still further for our shareholders. Los Verdes was nice, but we needed more meat on the bone. I mean, with Los Verdes, you're going into that Tucson steakhouse and ordering the bone-in ribeye, and you know it comes to the table, and it's a really nice bone, but maybe 4 to 6 ounces of meat around it. And it's like you're kind of thinking, I was looking forward to a nice 16-ounce steak, and I think Suwaki in many ways adds a lot of meat to that bone. And now I think that there's enough to start thinking about, you know, is there a spin out here? Is it a spin out that we distribute those shares to shareholders immediately? Or do we keep some? Do we keep it the corporate interest at the Monero level and have our shareholders participate indirectly through the corporate shareholding in it? Or is there a combination of the two where we keep a corporate holding in Monero and distribute shares? We don't really know, other than this is another step forward to basically reminding our shareholders we have this kind of hidden asset in the company, which we did last year, adding to it now and saying, look, I think we've had a good track record of monetizing and surfacing value from non-core assets. And I think a sister copper company to Monero on the gold side, even though I lament that we have way too many companies in this space, it could be a logical move for Monero to spin this out in one form or another.
So you two projects within this subsidiary, Los Verdes and now Suwaki, and kind of talk about how the business model for Monero Alamos transitions into what I guess could be Monero Copper, because Monero Alamos is known for finding, you know, good, you know, smaller projects, but, you know, good economics. You build them on the cheap, and the idea is you create enough cash flow and revenue to move on to the next project. Yeah. We've seen that with Santana. And obviously, it moves into your other projects within the gold portfolio. Is it the same idea? Do you and Darren have the same idea for Los Verdes and Suwaki? Can investors say it's just this? It's the same business model, only on the copper side.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways. I mean, before we picked up Cerro de Oro, we had Santana and Fortuna. You build Santana first, and then Fortuna comes. Then Cerro de Oro came along and supplanted Fortuna in terms of the logical sequence of those mines. Here we just had Los Verdes. Before today's announcement, we just had Los Verdes, which was kind of the equivalent of Santana, I guess, on the gold side. And now we want to bring, you know, now we're adding to the pipeline beyond it. So in terms of how they would sequence from a mine development point of view, where, you know, in that regard, Monero Copper would be behind Santana for sure. I think what's particularly nice about the timing today, I'd say you never can tell when the timing's going to be. we've been working on this for a long time. But what is nice is it comes on the coattails of the Morena Party, AMLO's heir apparent, Claudia Sheinbaum, being up in Sonora last week or the week before, extolling the merits of Mexicans' copper deposits up there, which is positive in a number of ways. We're looking to give focus to our shareholders on the copper side, but these are copper deposits which are going to be open pits. You know, there is not an abundance of these underground copper deposits in mm-hmm. Mexico, and so, you know, is this the first sign of a bit of a moderating stance in terms of, you know, what is perceived to be this proposal for an absolute blanket, outright ban on open pits in Mexico that most industry commentators just don't believe, but I understand creates those headlines. So it was nice to see those very positive remarks from Ms. Sheinbaum regarding the future of copper in Mexico and the importance of copper in Mexico to the EV transition and the like.
Okay. tell us about the makeup of, I guess, Monero Gold Copper. You did mention share ownership in the Cobre subsidiary will be divided between 50. Monero Alamos, 50-50, and shareholders of Monero Gold Copper. You know, I'm a shareholder, Doug. How does this affect me? What happens?
Well, I mean, in many ways, there's no dilution at Monero Alamos parent. There's no cash payments required. We'll look to raise probably directly in at the sub level again to avoid any potential for diluting our core business, which is gold. So incubate at sub level, fund directly in at the sub level. So the dilution is purely through the interest at sub level. Prior to this deal announcement, Monero Alamos shareholders, through their own, through Alamos's ownership of the sub, had 100% of the sub, and which had Los Verdes in. So effectively now that Monero Alamos interest in the sub is, half what it was, but we've got an asset which is more than Los Verdes coming in. So in many ways, mm-hmm. I think it's actually accretive to the overall basket of copper assets within that sub, even if we now own 50% of that sub and not 100% when it was just Los Verdes. So if that kind of makes sense, it is dilutive at the sub level, but I actually view that dilution as accretive from the perspective of the asset that we brought in the form of Swaki.
Why not just bring this all in into the copper company? I mean, why did Monero Gold need the 50%?
That's a completely different entity, right? Like, I know it's right. It sounds like us. So Monero owned Cobre 4H. That was our subsidiary. And so we merged two Mexican entities, our subsidiary with the Mexican company that owns Swaki Verde. And that merger agreement basically created that new share ownership in the resultant entity, which was still the original Cobre 4H sub.
Okay. I just wanted the clarification. There's a little bit more moving parts in here than I was anticipating. So I just want to make sure we're like trying to make that as clear as possible. And if anybody has any further questions, always reach out to Doug. So what is next for the copper projects? I mean, as far as creating that own entity, do you anticipate spinning this thing out, creating its own type of listing and taking it to the market?
I think that there's what's really nice about on the copper side, there are very few junior copper developers, stroke producers. And I mean, these are assets which I think, can be taken into production by our team and an expanded team, because we will look to expand the team. So there's no questions of bandwidth issues here. So I think the goal is to incubate at that sub level, to fund, and we've had a lot of interest going back to last year when I was first kind of surfacing this idea, to fund directly in at sub level. There are always going to be arguments on, valuations and stuff of the new money coming in, but I think that this is an enviable couple of assets that are developable. And then we have that kind of, it's a bit of a blank canvas as to, do you RTO it into a shell? Do you direct list it? I don't think the sub's finished in terms of looking at things that can be further consolidated into it. So maybe by the time we're looking to spin it out, we're talking tomahawk steak and not ribeyes here. But so it's a step in the right direction. We won't need much. There are no commit with this kind of structure. There's no commitments. Dollar commitments here, other than, the two parties combined coming together, maintaining the properties in good standing. So I think the work that would be done this year would likely be looking and analyzing right now the historical data to determine what needs to be done to make these historic resource calculations current from a 43-101 standard. And that's important because then if you want to have two active projects with current NI 43-101 technical reports on them. So we'll do that work whilst continuing to look at opportunities to further consolidate with this kind of regional hub that Darren envisions in this area of Sonora, where there's a number of attractive assets which may be brought together, there are synergies of kind of a bit of a hub and spoke model here.
Okay. All right. Last question. I forgot to ask it earlier regarding Swaki. There is mention of previous activities, exploration activities, really focusing on that oxide and transition copper mineralization. Is there known primary mineralization below that?
Yeah, there's. I mean, there's old historic reports talking about, and it's one of those kind. We didn't talk about it really in the release because I think it's, I get bothered with kind of. You can do it, and you see it in technical reports, exploration potential. You give a range, right. And, you know, and we've seen exploration potential type ranges historically on this project that are in the many hundreds, millions of tons, looking at that lower grade sulfide that's underlying it that may in time be something that we want to speak to the groups that are employing new technology, like the Newton technology, to try to unlock some of these low-grade sulfide deposits. But that's not our primary focus here. And our primary focus is we believe that Swaki Verde can be considerably bigger just within the oxide and transitional material. But yeah, there's that potential as well. It's a pretty interesting area for copper. It just happens to be 50 kilometers west of where we're also in an interesting area for gold. So it all just strategically for us made a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Obviously, pretty interesting, very cool development for Minera Alamos and its subsidiaries and its shareholders, I might say. Doug, thanks so much. Congratulations on getting this done. It's going to be fun to kind of see what happens with these copper projects. And obviously, if you can replicate Minera Alamos on the copper side of things away from gold, I think it's going to be another very interesting business to watch. So, Doug, thanks so much. Have a good rest of your week.
You too, Trevor. Thank you.
Yep, that's Minera Alamos update, everybody. Again, trading on the venture with MAI.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.